some way.
Well, now, do you know a kind that's about an inch thick and real big and round, and you cook it in a skillet or a frying pan or something?
They call it pone bread. That would be,
Well, tell me about that.
It's if you make it up of salt and water and a little shortening, and just make it out and maybe pat out four big things and put them in the skillet and you pat it down. They call it pones of bread. That's just a big lump of bread. It's one skillet full divided in three parts.
Uh-huh.
They call it three pone of cornbread. That's the name they use for it then.
So then each one is
a pone.
Okay, and then is there a kind that's small and it's sort of like a skillet, like you said, and maybe has a little bit of onions or green pepper mixed in it?
Oh, that's a hush puppies that I made out of cornbread.
And what do you cook them in?
You put them in a skillet filled with shortening. You fry them.
Well, is there something else that you sometimes have that you boil in cheesecloth and you might eat with greens or something like that?
Well, that's something I never tried either, but that's a point called corn dodgers.
Now, what's that like?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just plain cornbread made up with salt and water. And they put it in there, let it cook in with the greens.
Uh-huh.
And it just cook round balls in the greens.
No, is corn dodger a kind of a cornbread?
Uh-huh. It's cornbread made of salt and water. And you just make the round balls and put it over in the greens and let them cook in.
Do you have to put them in cloth first, or you just drop them in
there? Well, some put them in cloth, some just drops them in there. If you make them right, it won't scatter, it won't separate. It just cooked whole.
Now, is there a kind that you soft and you dish it out like mashed potatoes on your plate? You know,
no, that would have to be a dressing made of cornbread. If you dished it out like that, it'd be corn chicken dressing, turkey dressing, whatever. It would be a dressing made out of cornbread. That's the only thing you dish out.
So you call it dressing.
Mm-hmm.
Now there are two kinds of bread. There's the homemade bread and the kind you buy at the store. What do you call that? You might say go to the store and get a loaf of.
You mean bread? You mean cornbread? You still talking about corn?
No,
you mean
just other kind of bread.
A loaf of bread, that would be sandwich bread.
All right. Well, if your husband said, "Is this homemade bread?" you'd say, "No, it's
store-bought bread." That's what we say. Bakery bread.
Is that what you're talking?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's something that you might fry in deep fat and have a hole in the center.
That's a donut.
All right. Now, is there any other name for any other shape or a way of making it? Huh? Other
than donut.
It'd have to be in deep fat.
Yes.
All right. Now, if you made a lump of donut dough and you dip it in with a spoon, and, you know, without making a hole in it, what would you call that? Just that kind of dough. Dip it in there with a spoon.
I don't know about that. Only thing that we get, just the whole round thing would be, we get the donut holes, we put them in, cook them, and they'd be round, no holes in that.
Do you make donuts?
I used to.
Well, have you ever made any that you fry in deep fat and they have three little strips across them?
No.
Well, have you ever made anything with any donuts with something like with yeast, cinnamon, and baking powder or something? Or what do you make donuts with?
You can use baking powder. Don't turn out so well. Better with yeast.
Now, sometimes you might make up a batter and you fry three or four of these at a time and you eat